Jay's got smoked. Just play the tape. I would say every few days you can just hear me saying that Jay's got smoked. They dropped 3 of 4 against Boston. They're 10 games under 500. Here's our Jay's analyst, Steve Phillips. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. I thought I was on with Larry Moe and Curley. I didn't know these other guys, Wayne and Garth and Paul McFarland.
Yeah. Well, Paul McFarland, I don't even know if that reference...
Oh, it's so stupid, Steve. That just goes to show you why I should host. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay, Mo, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. He's Mo.
No, it's just O, not Mo.
Oh. Oh, Jerry.
Easy to spell.
That's right. So the Jays are now 10 games under 500, and they're on pace for like mid-60s in wins. I don't think that surprises anybody, but do you think it flatlines at all, or do you think it could get worse?
No, it probably goes this direction. I mean, I think the way to look at it is, it's better than the Orioles. Wow. I mean, it can always be worse. When you think it can't be, you think it could be the Orioles right now. They're on pace to give up 340 home runs this year, more than 80 home runs, more than the team that's given up the most home runs already, like 256 home runs in 2016 Cincinnati Reds. They're on pace for 80-plus more home runs than that. So, listen, being the Blue Jays isn't so bad right now.
Steve, how does Vladdy affect that going forward? I mean, when you've got the star coming up, does he change the rebuild? I mean, does management ever sit and say, you know what, we've got a superstar in the making here. We've got to get him some support and good players around him? Because if it's just a bunch of guys that you're waiting for, but there's already that up-and-coming star there, and if I'm wanting to build a team, I want good players around him kind of sooner than later, although I know you do have to stick with the process.
You know, it's interesting. Would I rather have the superstar stud aircraft carrier first and then wait for the rest of the group, or would I rather have the rest of the group and then wait for the aircraft carrier like Vlad Jr.? I'd probably like to have the complementary pieces in place and then bring in the young guys so I can maximize the return on the impactful superstar. I have to believe that somewhere along the line they have in their mind that they'd like to try to at least try to sign him longer term than just, the 6 years they control the contract, or now it'll be, seven seasons worth. But I think that you just let him go out and play, and you hope that the timeliness of everybody else starts to pop, that Kevin Biggio, moves quickly, that Bichette's, wrist or hand heals up, and he gets playing well, and he's ready to go at some point quickly, and you can start to get multiple pieces together. And then what you do is you fill in the rest of the spots with, either veteran players that have been trying to fill roles for you, or you're going to have to sign, a number two starter here and an ace here and a guy in your bullpen. But you really need at least that core of multiple pieces, I think, before you start to think about adding impact from outside the organization.
Well, where does Rowdy Tellez come into play on all this? Because he's young. I mean, he's not 20. He might be deceivingly older than some people think, but
just looks it.
Yeah, he does. He's got an OPS up over 800 now. He's got 9 home runs on the season. Do you see him as a core piece?
I got to tell you that I didn't. I like his approach. I honestly wasn't sure how much the power would come into play. He's more of that line drive guy. Now, I've seen some launch angle from him where he's been able to drive the ball. So I withhold judgment until I see more. I've seen a guy that has done all right, and then I've seen some flashes of really good. I think he's hot right now, and I'd like to see him, I want to see him play first base and hit instead of just being a DH. And then sometimes Justin Smoke's out of the way. So I want him to play in the field, and I want him to hit, and to see how that sort of plays into it all with his sort of focus and attention and the wear and tear of it. But, he's intrigued me a little bit over the last couple weeks with his pros. Like last week, you remember last year he came up and was a doubles machine when he first got up there. And then this year, he started out a little bit slower than I would have liked, but he's turned it on lately. So we know he can hit some mistakes. I want to see him hit good pitchers and good pitches to find out really if he's a number five hitter or a number four hitter in the lineup.
Steve, put your general manager's hat on for a minute and flash back to Monday, national holiday, day game here, and the manager makes a decision to give Vladdy the day off, and you're aware of the lineup beforehand. Do you step in and say, you know what, third largest crowd we've expected this year. A bunch of kids in the stands. We've got to play Vladdy today, despite whatever the plan was going in.
Absolutely. I guess the way I look at it is, you know, what if he didn't know that it was a bobblehead day, and he was giving a guy a day off? Would I go to him as a bobblehead guy and say, hey, you know, you might want to play with this bobblehead day today? Well, Victoria Day is bigger than a bobblehead day. And so, you know, I kind of look at it and think, like, I saw him have a really good, wait, he's not playing? Why would he not be playing? He just was playing the week. He's just come back into town. It's a holiday. You've got everybody off school, off work, coming in to watch him play. He's the one thing that has excited. And I guess the way I look at it is, I understand that in clearly, you play 16 straight games, that you're going to want to get him a day off. It shouldn't be at home, let alone on Victoria Day. I mean, give him a Sunday off in San Francisco and play him on Monday at home. Why would he, if he's the signature piece right now, and you have the flexibility of not worrying about if I give him this day off or that day off, it's going to mean we're going to win 66 games instead of 65 games. Play them at home. So, yeah, I would have stepped in and said something. And my guess is that from now on, you know, Ross Atkins came out and answered questions on it. He said, you know, we give a lot of information to help him make decisions, but it's his decision. We don't tend to give him the sort of information about fans and when to show up, but they should. It's got to be part of that equation. You need context within which to make some of these decisions about whether to play a guy or not. And so I thought that if Charlie Montoya had the right information, the right input, the output would have been more appropriate than it was.
All right, Steve. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, buddy.
You bet. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Steve Phillips, our MLB and Jays analyst.